This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with George Chan taking place on January 9th, 1981, at his gallery in Farmers Market. This is tape two. Okay. Let me ask you, I had asked you before whether you missed China or missed Canton.
No, I here almost all my life in the Americans' life is pretty well, and I come from China just like the seed. Come from there. I is go up here, but I the city come from China. And naturally, I don't miss them, but I like to go there. Even I like to stay there longer. For instance, before I go back to China, and I don't know too much about China, but after 1947, I stay in China for 3 years. And I learned the Chinese so good. The atmosphere in the scenery is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. In the historical, I love it. Mm-hmm. In the people, and I like their way to live. And I like the place. In China, I feel little uneasy, but I live for a little while, and I very natural, and I think I begin to love it. But now I love it, but I cannot make a living there because I was raised here. So I have to stay here. But I do like to go back to China someday. And
have you been back since 1950?
No. I plan to make a trip to China in not just 1 or 2 weeks. I like to stay long enough to absorbing the Chinese a new way, and if I can help in my artwork, and if they use me, I like to stay there in teaching painting also. And I have no political mind, but even the Okumusha of China, I love to go there to basically stay for a while.
Would you think about going back to China to retire and work there?
No, I don't think I'd like to go back to China to retire because my family here. But I'd like to go stay there for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I can stay, or as long as I want to go, and I'd like to go. But I haven't gone to China for for that time, 35 years. 30 years now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you go to Hong Kong at all?
Yeah, I stayed in Hong Kong about 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I stayed in Hong Kong 1 year.
How do you collect some of these pieces, these Asian sculptures and these Chinese artwork that you have here?
Well, in the market, business is all individual, international. They have Egyptian, but I'm Chinese, and I like to have some Chinese things in my shop.
Do you have them shipped from Hong Kong or
no,
Taiwan?
No, I buy from here. Some is sent by China, but very little. Mostly I buy from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Okay. Another question. In your business at Farmers Market here, you associate mostly with Americans or English-speaking people because the flow of traffic here pretty much is English-speaking people. How about outside of business here when you socialize or your other friends? Are they mostly Chinese or non-Chinese?
What do you mean? In the market, it's about...
I know in the market area.
Because is 100% it's international. All kinds of people come in, English, German, Japan, and Chinese, yeah. Mm-hmm. But most of them.
How about the friends that you and your wife, your family would go visit or drop in on?
We have lots of Chinese friends.
Lots of Chinese friends, too.
Yeah. But my wife is more active than I am, but I mostly stay home. But mm-hmm. once I go to church, the church is Chinese, all Chinese. Mm-hmm. All Chinese. Mm-hmm.
So you associate at times you associate with an international group, and at other times with a Chinese group.
Yeah, both. Yeah, in our market, they have about 200 shops, about 50 restaurants. The people come here is mostly they have dinner, lunch here. Mm-hmm. And also we have a 14-acre parking. Mm-hmm. And we have everything. We have post office, stock market, bank, and all kind of shops. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you consider yourself Chinese or American?
Well, I consider, I consider I'm American because I live here, I've been living here, and I should have to be a good citizen.
You are an American citizen.
But as a race, as Chinese, I have 100% Chinese. My thinking, my philosophy, and so my painting. Very Chinese.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yeah, I'm a citizen.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever feel sorry for being Chinese?
Oh, no. On the contrary, I'd be very proud of being Chinese. As a Chinese, I think everybody Chinese should be proud of they are so Chinese. Because we have the longest culture in the world, and we have a God really blessed in China. China we have a big country, a beautiful country, and the people cultivate. And in fact, we are Chinese in the civilized, and have silk to wear, in the porcelain to eat. The Western they still in the cave. Why? So we are very proud of the you are the Chinese. Mm-hmm. But we have to because I say I have to be loyal in this country because I've been living here and I naturalized here. But I'm proud. I'm a Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever have any disagreements with your father about being Chinese or being American or doing things in the Chinese way or American way?
Well, my father was an old scholar. He didn't like Chinese, but he knows Westernized too. He knows what's good and bad. So occupation or profession, social artist my father might be not agree what I am, but comes to everyday's life, he knows the modern way and old way just like I am. We don't have too much a disapproval. We always agree each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a very old fashioned.
He's very old fashioned.
But he's old fashioned. But he knows good. He knows best. But I'm very like so am I. It's so who you cannot say American is bad. I think American is the nicest progressive country in the whole wide world. That's why I think China and America is God's gift. God's gift. for these two big countries. I hope they get together and more closure, and to be very important to the world, peace. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you think so?
Yes, yeah. Okay. So was your father very strict with you?
Outwardly, my father was very strict, but innerly, he was very understandable.
How did he feel about your deciding to move to Los Angeles all by yourself?
Well, when I was typhoid, I left my father. I not agree with the old way to living. Though it's a good way, but I thought in this country I should be with it. He says like school, like painting. We have to agree with that.
Hmm. What do you mean by the old way of living? What was
old day in the Chinese, you know the first Chinese here is not the where they have a very hard time, they live in a very hard time to live. They have a little house, the packing is 10 or 20 people to live in one house. And the most people, the older people in, live all together. You are younger folks, you don't like to live with the way they live. Mm. So those that time is very. You know that the tiny people in America is in the beginning is very difficult, very difficult. They have nothing, they have no chance to make a living. That's why everybody working like chop suey place or open a restaurant. They work 24 hours a day. And they don't have that chance. And even the Americans treat the Chinese very cruelly at that time. And then they feel you cannot rent a house to live. You cannot have go to the good restaurant. Even you can go in an American barber shop. That's why our time younger generation is different. Because the father or grandfather, they know their hardship in the old days, you know? And then so no matter how hard they work, they have to send their children to go to school. So the Chinese here now, the most family have, no matter how many children they have, they mostly have a university degree. Mm-hmm. So that's why, because we learn from the old difficulties. We learn from the hardship in the old day. So I'm not exceptional. I have to make myself somebody. And if I stay with my old folks, I'd be one of them. Mm-hmm. So I have to come over here and try to make myself here. Be somebody, mm-hmm. but not somebody, not enough for the Chinese. The Chinese people should be make themselves outstanding. For instance, I give up painting, so I painting. Well, the Chinese art is nobody knows. Chinese art is nobody knows artist. But I exhibit. And I showed the Chinese the talent, the Chinese what can Chinese can do. Mm-hmm. So I forgot to even I become an artist and I make myself known. Mm-hmm. But so nowadays that's why so many Chinese doctors, lawyers, every kind that night the old day is given the substance place in 100 feet. Mm-hmm. So I lose back. The all Chinese should be instructed to show their talents, show their what they can do. Mm-hmm. That is that we should be doing. Mm-hmm. I think you and I should show. Now it's a percentage.
Now it's what percentage?
Go to school. The children go to school. The Chinese is Jewish. More university graduate more than in other kind race.
Mm-hmm.
Because we learn from the hard way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think you are typical of many of the Chinese who have come over from China and settled in the United States?
What do you mean typical? I mean,
typical in your lifestyle or your thinking?
No, I think the Chinese have a lot of quality in the old way to live, to the way they live, as I mentioned. But as we are in America, we should have the 100% live with America. We should have a comfortable house, have cars, and have everything American way. We have to beside the bad way. I mean the good way. We have to live the way American way to live.
Uh-huh.
Is that true too?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you got sick, did your father treat you with Chinese herbs?
Well, yes, but this is when it was a typhoid.
What is
the
part of rest when you say?
One block down, third in Fairfax.
One block down?
Yeah, third in Fairfax. Yeah, well, the Chinese herb is very good. I mean, the Chinese doctor is very good. But I stayed with my father not very short time.
Only a short time.
Only a short time.
Yeah. Did he treat you with Chinese medicine or Chinese herbs for any illnesses?
Yes. Well, I remember the day when I was cold and he gave me some herbs and I stayed. My father had an herb store and then
Did you believe in Chinese herbs, Chinese medicine?
Yeah, I believe they do some good, but all my life in I have so many American doctors, just like why I go to the doctor, Dr. Kong, and all. I do more doctor friendly than any other. So I believe in the American doctor,
mm-hmm.
because they are more scientific.
So you mainly use Chinese Western medicine and Western doctors.
Western doctors. I live where I live is very American.
Uh-huh.
And I have a modern house, very modern.
What do you mean by very modern?
Modern house. They have like stairway, spider stairway, and all modern equipment. And I live very simply, but very modern. I eat American every day.
Very
seldom eat Chinese.
Why?
Because first I stay in the bucket, right? More agreeable to my stomach. Not nothing. I enjoy the Chinese dinner because the seed is so delicious. But you use American food. You fit your oven, use your stomach, that's all. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you still use any Chinese herbs at all?
No.
How about for cooking?
For cooking
or making soups or?
My wife is Shanghainese. He cooks sometimes he cooks Chinese. I eat out most of the time. And for life for dinner, sometimes we have tiny dinner, and sometimes we have a roast beef, steak, fried chicken, just like others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What kinds of things did you do for recreation when you were young?
Recreation?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any hobby or habit. I never smoked, I never drink, and I never, even I never took coffee. I just drink water and milk. But luckily, I'm not very sport, and I'm not fishing. But I do like to paint and write and play the Chinese checker and play Tai Chi. Yeah, this one.
Chinese, so you like Chinese checkers?
Tai Chi.
Painting.
And,
you play Mahjong?
No. I know how to play, but I don't play. Uh-huh. Because it's a waste of my time.
Uh-huh.
You? Are you?
I know how to play, too. Did you go to see Chinese operas or Chinese movies?
Yes, once in a while I like to see a Chinese movie because of the kind of remind me in China. And I not all the time, but not very many times, but sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like Chinese movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So would you say that your recreational activities or your activities outside of work, were they more Western or Chinese?
Well, I don't play Mahjong in that area. I don't belong in the association. I sometimes watch the TV and go to the show.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time is in not writing and painting.
Yeah.
That's what my work is.
Yeah. You've been painting now for over 40 years.
Yeah.
You don't get tired of it.
No.
Uh-huh.
No, the painting, you never get tired because you
never run out of things to paint.
Because I think indoor, I used to paint outdoor, but now I paint by imagination, by emotion,
yeah,
by sensitive,
yeah,
and by your mind never stop. No, you have to one picture to another, and every painting also different from one to another. Because you paint the same pictures over and over again, you get tired. Because every time you try to create something, you never get tired.
Mm-hmm.
Because you try to create something, so it's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you feel fresh mind. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's true. That's why I be maybe I'm not a rich man but I never regret. As a painter, I think I first I'm proud of my painter, and then I like it, like
mm-hmm.
it very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever support your father or your mother and brothers when they were in China?
No, not too much, because my father, he quite able to do. And my folks in China for so many years and on account of the Chinese communist problem, and then we lost contact for some time,
mm-hmm.
and then now they passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't.
But when you were old enough to work, did you send any money back to support your mother or your brothers or your father?
Well, yeah. That's you send entirely support them, but you send a letter in some money sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't join any of the Chinese family associations or any of the other Chinese clubs or organizations, did you?
No, I don't belong in any Chinese association or clubs, but I only belong in church,
mm-hmm.
Chinese church.
Mm-hmm. How much contact would you have with the Chinese community or with Chinatown?
Well, I know a lot of friends in Chinatown, and but I have a chance to go down there. And that is that I have nothing in common with some of my friends, because we are two old friends, but some is they are bankers, they are merchant, they all politics, and I do think I'm not too interested about it, so I almost just go see them, visit them, and, but nothing to too much.
Are many of your friends also artists?
No.
No. What lines of work are your friends in?
My lines of friends so is no kind. They are for my students. They are mostly lawyer, doctor, and some of the banker, and some of merchant. They're like other people.
Uh-huh.
Not particularly close.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. So, would you have any idea on what were some of the important Chinese families here in Los Angeles before World War II?
I mean, important family in this. Well, I know a lot of people, yet truly, well, I come to before the war.
Before World War II. Any names of any individual Chinese or any families that would stick out in your mind?
Well, no, because in. Well, I'm honest. I as a friend, is many American friends. Is I know. Well, like artists like Tati Swan, and like Dr. Kong, and these all my personal friends.
Mm-hmm.
And but also, if I tell you, many rich men, millionaire. In high position in like to go, well, they come to see me, but I never glad to see them.
You're never glad to see them?
Well, because I have no chance to see them. But the life, for instance, I don't want to mention it, but very important official come to see me, really. Well, because they know I'm the artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing to ask. So I shouldn't mention who he is, but I do. But my nature is very quiet, very individual. I have very rich friend, very high position friend. And I also have money, artist friend. I also have very poor people friend, and more close friend.
Mm-hmm.
So all kind. I don't divide it the rich, the poor. But his friend is a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is poor, rich, high position, or nobody is a friend.
Uh-huh.
But the close friend, I mentioned Titus, and because he artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss Dr. Kong because he was my my friend and my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I the others I don't want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mentioned it, I thought they I don't want to make they too important to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you came to Los Angeles around 1934, yeah, right? That's when you started Otis Institute.
Yeah.
Okay. About how many Chinese were studying at Otis Institute at that time?
Well,
just about a handful?
No, not even two, one or two.
One or two?
Two Japanese, but one or two Chinese.
One or two Chinese.
And even Titus, myself, probably. Titus, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kinds of jobs did most Chinese have before the war?
What I know in the city, I think 90% in laundry and chop suey place. In the cook of American family.
Mm-hmm.
In the mostly like doctor, the people come from China, they because of working the potato farm and the onion, all those no high color, white color work for Chinese whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It,
What was an